Hi, this is Sarah Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church, the church with heart in the heart of the city. Welcome to this broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock, taught by my dad, Pastor Lauren Richmond. I know you'll enjoy it.
From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee when my heart is overwhelmed. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
This is Pastor Lauren Richmond of East Denver Bible Baptist Church. I want to welcome you again to our broadcast this Monday morning of Lead Me to the Rock. I'd like to speak to you this morning on, actually I've tied a couple of different things in there, the God of the second chance and, of course, God coming to us a second time. You know, oftentimes in our lives we feel the pressure of having to perform a task that we're not comfortable doing. Perhaps we feel we're not equipped for the job or that we have not adequately been trained. We may have a fear of failure or of the unknown, or it may be that we deliberately choose to disobey. Sometimes we may feign a deaf ear. Absalom, after killing Amnon, fled from King David to Geshur for 3 years. He then returned to the area and desired to have an audience with the king. He had now been back in the land for 2 years and had yet to see King David's face. And I'd like to read from 2 Samuel chapter 14, verses 29 to 33. Therefore Absalom sent for Joab to have sent him to the king, but he would not come to him. And when he went again, sent again the second time, he would not come. Therefore he said unto his servant, See, Joab's field is near mine, and he hath barley there. Go and set it on fire. And Absalom's servant set the field on fire. Then Joab arose and came to Absalom unto his house, and said unto him, Wherefore have thy servant set my field on fire? And Absalom answered, Joab, behold, I sent unto thee, saying, Come hither, that I may send thee to the king to say, Wherefore am I come from Geshur? It had been good for me to have been there still. Now therefore let me see the king's face, and if there be any iniquity in me, let him kill me. So Joab came to the king and told him. And when he had called for Absalom, he came to the king and bowed himself on his face to the ground before the king, and the king kissed Absalom. Okay, right here with Absalom and Joab, we have a situation of one person calling twice, and sort of like to make relate that to the Lord himself. God speaks to us. He spoke once, he spoke twice, and he's still in failing to get the attention of that individual, then he burnt the barley field. So if we don't respond to the word of God as God speaks to us, sometimes there are dire consequences that we have to face in order for God to get our attention. And I would like to share a little bit out of Blackaby talking about a second time. It says, Now the word of the Lord came to Jonah the second time. Okay, and Jonah didn't like the assignment that God had gave him. So God directed him to leave his homeland and go to the enemy city of Nineveh, a hostile and an evil center of idol worship. There Jonah was to warn the people of God's impending judgment and urge them to repent. The Hebrews hated the people of Nineveh, so the rebellious prophet fled in the opposite direction. hoping for a different word from God that was more to his liking. Instead, God was determined that his word to Jonah would be obeyed. In Isaiah chapter 55, in verse number 11, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." So Jonah, God gave him the word to listen. And Jonah, instead of going to Nineveh, went to Tarsus in the wrong direction. And oftentimes when we disobey the Lord, we suffer the consequences, as Jonah certainly did. We know that he was in that boat. There was a storm that came in his life. He was thrown out of that boat, and then he was swallowed by the whale and was 3 days in the whale and then spit up on dry ground. And, you know, after he had gone through those things, now all of a sudden he was ready to do God's bidding. And here's the thought that I would have for you. When we choose to disobey God for whatever reason it might be, there are consequences that come. Number one, it certainly affects our walk. There was certainly the possibility that Jonah could have been taken home, could have been taken out of this life for his disobedience. We know when God spoke to Saul in the Old Testament, Saul was given a job to do through Samuel the prophet, and he chose to only partially do that work. There were dire consequences that came his way. So there are certainly dire consequences that can come if one chooses to disobey God or just simply to delay doing God's will. And I believe that when that happens, there not only is our walk affected, but also it delays God's purpose being accomplished. As it said in Isaiah 55:11, it says, "So shall my word be that goeth forth out of my mouth, it shall not return unto me void, but it shall accomplish that which I please, and it shall prosper in the thing whereto I sent it." But if we don't go out and do God's will, certainly that can't be accomplished. I wonder about the people of Nineveh, people that were lost and dying and certainly on their way to hell. If the prophet didn't get there with a message, I wonder how we certainly know that that whole city would have been lost. And I wonder oftentimes if we would relate that to our own lives. If we don't respond to God's calling, if we don't do it promptly when God says to do it, how many people are affected by that? How many people do not hear the gospel? How is our walk affected as we have been in disobedience? Certainly, the Word of God goes on to say here that when we don't respond, though, there was another example in the Scripture of God calling to Jeremiah a second time. It says, "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto Jeremiah the second time, while he was yet shut up in the court of the prison, saying, Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name. Call unto me, and I will answer thee, and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." Now, there was a difference here with Jeremiah, because Jeremiah had heeded the call of the Lord first time. He had done what God told him to do. He had been obedient, and so God was just revealing further revelation to him. And certainly in our Christian life, if we desire to have that deeper walk with God, we need to do what God says for us to do the moment that he speaks to us to do it. Now, God is good, he's merciful, and oftentimes he allows us to have that second chance. He does come to us a second time, but certainly the blessings of God, if you would say, have been delayed. You know, if we don't respond initially to doing God's will, there are lost sinners that are not redeemed. And what are the consequences of an evil lifestyle that is continued for that individual? Perhaps because he does not hear the truth, because the man of God or the woman of God did not take the word of God to those people that needed to hear God's voice. And certainly in Matthew 25:23, "His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of the Lord." If we certainly desire for God to bless us, for God to use us, it is important that we respond. I don't think the second time, it's better to respond the first time. We can be thankful that God is good and that God often gives us that second chance. But you know, if we will respond immediately and do God's will and hear what he says and do what he says to do, it is much easier for God's word and God's will to be accomplished in the lives of others. I wonder what it is that God might be asking you to do today. Perhaps he's asked you once before and you have delayed responding. You have not been obedient to his call. And as a result of that, maybe you've gone through some storms in your life. Maybe right now you're more ready to do his call, to heed his word and do his will. If that would be the case, then I'd urge you right now, do what God wants you to do. Maybe you are not sure why you haven't heard again from God. Go back to the place and think, you know, when was the last time that God spoke to me and I didn't respond in a positive manner? I didn't do what God wanted me to do. If that would be your situation, you know, he says, call unto me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not. He says, cry unto me in the day of trouble. I will deliver thee and thou shalt glorify me. Go back to the God in prayer and say, God, forgive me for not hearing your call and not doing what it is that you want me to do. And Lord, right now, would you help me to do what it is that you want me to today? Because if we will do, be it the first time or the second time, I think it's a whole lot better to do it the first time. But if we will do what God asks us to do, then certainly we will have the opportunity to reach many others with the gospel of Jesus Christ. And certainly we need to be able to share with people how that they can come to the rock. God looks for the believer to be the one to go out and carry the message. He said, we're the light of the world. We're the salt of the earth. And we need to tell people how that they can come to the rock.
If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, are looking for a church home, or simply have a prayer request, you may contact us by email at pastorlauren@juno.com or 303-421-9329. Again, that is pastorlauren@juno.com or 303-421-9329. Please reference Lead Me to the Rock in the email's subject line. Our address is 3540 East 31st Avenue. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., fellowship time at 10:45, and the church service at 11. A food bank is also provided on Sunday morning. Lead me to